Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Breakfast with Books here on Conversations Live, where we try to give you not only a little bit of inspiration, but also something to help motivate you throughout your day. I'm Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us today. We have Heather Swain joining us live. She is an award-winning author that has really, I think, gotten a lot of attention because of her books being not only fun, but also inspiring for young people as well. Her newest work is Play These Games. I think this is going to be one of the great books for the summer. She's here to talk to us not only about how her background helped to inspire her writing, but also what she hopes you take away from the new book. Heather, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Well, Heather, it's great to have you on. I was posting my review on Amazon this morning, and one thing that came to my mind, I mean, from everything from the cover to the inside, I think it's all about excitement. It's all about, to me, moving. I mean, the cover even displays movement. But also, I think, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to be able to really be creative. I want to go back because I think your background in this is interesting. And not only are you a mother, but you also have been an educator as well.
That's right. I have two young children, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old. But before I had kids, I was a third-grade teacher, and I'd also worked in some preschools before. So I have a definite, I guess, agenda when I play with my kids that not only do I want it to be fun and engaging, but always in the back of my mind I'm thinking about what skills are we working on? What things can I be helping them with as I'm preparing them to be great students in school?
Exactly, exactly. And I think this is one of the great things about why individuals like yourself are successful, because not only are you able to tie into something that is necessary, and that, of course, is inspiring creativity, and then, of course, getting the blood flowing, you know, getting kids moving around, but also making sure that they find that there are so many different ways to be able to have a great time. They don't have to go somewhere. They can actually create this own world in their home. What about for yourself, Heather? I was curious when I was reading this book about, you know, yourself growing up. I mean, did you find yourself also being able to create your own world and your own activities as well?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in a little farm town in Indiana, and now I live in Brooklyn. So I feel like I bring that Midwestern do-it-yourself, get outside, you know, find your own good time idea into my city life with my kids. And I grew up with a very crafty and frugal mom and dad, and also my mom's mom. My grandmother was very creative and a wonderful, she sewed things and made things for us all the time. So my brothers and I spent a lot of our time creating our own fun, whether that was just being out roaming around our tiny town where we could just walk off and do whatever we wanted, with our friends in the woods or in my backyard or in the house on rainy days creating things out of fabric. But it was definitely my childhood was centered a lot around creating my own fun. And now as I parent, and I parent in a very urban environment, I realize that that doesn't come as organically for kids now because of how their lives are constructed. And so I try very hard to make that the way that I parent and that my kids experience their childhood, but in a much more directed fashion than I think my parents did, because we were just, that's just sort of how things were.
Exactly. You know, Heather, another thing that came to my mind when I was prepping for your segment today is that so much has changed. I grew up with Reading Rainbow. I grew up with these great things that inspired you. And a lot of times, there is not that inspiration that's out there. It's not as easy to find. And I think having a book like this around the home definitely gives you a part of that to be able to share. You know, I love, you know, one of the games that's in the book, I play these games, is the squiggly line game, being able to be the first person doing the squiggly. I remember that when I was in school. I have to say, I was not fond of the beanbag game, though, in school. I was made fun of a lot, Heather. So when I saw that, I had flashbacks. But I do think that there are some great parts of this that not only, you know, parents can incorporate, but also, you know, if you, let's say you're at an after school program, you have some extra time. These are all things. So talk to us about this, because how this all came about, how did Play These Games come about for you?
Well, the first book, I actually wrote another book before this one called Make These Toys. And that in that book, I was just collecting ideas from the time my kids were really little, a lot through birthday parties, because I'm that mom who, like, just invites kids over to my house and we just play, and, you know, I don't ever rent out a carousel or anything like that. So I had started collecting ideas of things that I made with kids. And I'm also, I say this, I have a blog, and I say this on my blog, I'm kind of like a chimp. Like, I don't like to do craft projects. I want to either be able to eat something or play with something when I'm done. Like, I don't have any interest in, like, the pine cone snowman, which is fine for other people. But I'm really interested in things that move and things that I can engage with. And I think kids are really interested in that. So I started making a collection of things that we had created together. And so the first book was Make These Toys, which was a lot of fun, and I was so thrilled at the reaction to that book. So then my publisher and I were scouting around for some other ideas. And then the other thing that comes very naturally in my family is playing games. We play games all the time. And I stepped back and I said, well, it's not just my family. Actually, all kids like to play games, and you can see that in just in daily life. If you tell your kids to go put their socks away, they'll whine and cry. But if you make it a game, suddenly socks are in drawers.
Right.
So channeling that, I think, very natural impulse to play and play games, and not just competitive. I'm very interested also in cooperative games and large group games or small duo games like the Squiggles game you were talking about. When I started looking around and thinking about all the ways that we can play and interact with our kids, that's how this games book came about. And we structured it the same way we structured the toys games, which is by materials. So there'll be like 5 games you can do with balloons, you know, 5 games you can do with hula hoops. Because, again, for both of these books, what I'm trying to do is the other part of my personality is I'm really cheap. I'm really frugal. I don't want to go spend a lot of money on toys for my kids.
Right.
So I'm looking for things that are already laying around your house, or you can go up to the 99-cent store, and or you can find in your recycling bin, and that you can turn those things into really engaging, fun, and don't tell the kids, educational activities for yourself and for your child.
Right, right. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking with Heather Swain. She is the award-winning author of books like Play These Toys, I'm sorry, Make These Toys and Play These Games, which is the new book. And this one is one that is really fun and exciting, as I mentioned earlier, from the very cover of the book, giving you an idea of some of the things you can do and some of the actually the tools that, you know, that you'll need. But also from the inside, being able to show, as you said, Heather, being able to show different ways that games can be played and how you can mix things up. I do like the fact that a lot of them are things that you can do as teams, getting people to work together. But then I think, too, the personal creativity is such a big part of this as well. You know, I think you brought up the educational aspect. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, and you said you're not only, you know, a mother but also a former educator as well. But I don't think you ever really are a former educator. I think you're always thinking about educating in whatever way. Do you see this as your new classroom, Heather, was a question I thought about. Do you see this as your way of being able to reach a larger class of individuals that you can continue to inspire?
Yeah, I love that you put it that way, because that's very much how I see it personally. I love the idea of creating almost a curriculum for play for parents and other educators and grandparents and aunts and uncles and babysitters. The notion that other people would find this and find it inspiring and then go further with it and bring it into their children's lives, that's really what a teacher does. And so it's such an honor for me to hear you talk about it in that way, because that is very much how I think of it. And I love the idea of sharing that with, you know, putting that out there and seeing it grow as people share it with the people they love.
Right, right. Now, I want to talk about the parents and guardians here for a moment, because I think what you've also done for them is help them as far as time issues. Time is, I think, a lot of the time It's funny I said it that way, but time is a lot of the times why people say they can't do, you know, I don't have any time to do this. I don't have, and here you've done not only the research for them to let them know, you know, what you can do to make this fun. You've also added in these fun facts that they can share, you know, along the way. You know, so talk about even what adults can get out of this, because I like that aspect of it as well. It's not just about them. This is a time for them to be able to kind of unwind and enjoy as well.
Absolutely. I think backing up with that question a little bit, you know, people often, when they find out what I do, they say to me, all my kid wants to do is play video games, is be on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
My take on it is this, all your kid wants to do is interact. And if you interact with them, that's better than the screen interacting with them. So we have to ask kids to turn off the screen, but then we have to be willing to get in there and interact with our kids. And they love to play games, so let's be the screen. Let's be the video screen. And the issue of filling time constraints, I have a lot of projects in here that literally take 5 minutes or less to make, and they will play with for hours. My favorite one is the mini marshmallow popper. It's a cup, a balloon, a rubber band, and a marshmallow. And you create this little thing that pops marshmallows like 30 feet. It takes virtually no time to make. It's very inexpensive. You can play this and go outside and run around and shoot marshmallows at each other, shoot them into a bucket, see how far they go, chart it. You know, there are all of these iterations that you have once you've made this thing. And then you've sat down, you've spent 5 minutes creating this toy with your child, having a conversation about how was your day, what were you doing, those times when their hands are busy or when they're talk to you. And then you go out and you run around and you have a great time all before you make dinner. So I think there are a lot of things in the book that aren't heavy crafting things. You don't need a glue gun, you know, any special tools. You need some scissors, you need some rubber bands, and a glue stick.
Right, right. And one of the great things, talking about the segments, one of the great segments, I think, of the books is my favorite, which is dealing with the books, being able to bring books in. And then you have the great game, similar to hide and seek with books, being able to take different books and being able to, you know, put them in places, have clues. And then after they're found, hey, let's have some time to, you know, to spend a little time with these books. Again, encouraging reading. I mean, that again, is why this book to me is a winner this summer, because, I mean, you're getting everything in. I mean, you're getting, of course, the playtime. You're getting, of course, the time to be able to interact. You're getting the exercise. You're getting a little bit of inspiration if you're an adult, I think, and a little bit of fun time. And then you're reading along the way as well. So for you, though, Heather, with all of these components that I just mentioned, what do you hope people take away from Play These Games? What do you hope when they pick it up, bring it into their home, what do you hope that they're able to take away from it?
I think for the adults in kids' lives, I hope that they find new and inspiring and interesting ways to really dig in and play with kids. I think that sometimes we get in ruts about what we do with our children, and we need a little, you know, a little new blood in our relationship with our kids. So I hope for adults that they find some inspiration for ways to play. But I hope for kids that kids start to see that you can make your own fun. Fun doesn't have to come in a box. Sometimes fun is the box. And that we don't need to go to the store and spend money and put more stuff in landfills, that we can make our own fun. And once I saw that shift in my own kids, it was such an amazing thing. Now my kids, who have plenty of toys, don't get me wrong, we certainly buy toys, but before they ask me if I'll buy them something, they usually ask me, can we make this? Which is music to my ears.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I think that is great. And again, I mean, I think, you know, I wasn't going to talk about, you know, the digital world and electronics, but I'm a firm believer. I'm not a Kindle person. I don't play the games. I've never played an Xbox. Wouldn't even really know what to do with it. But I do believe that this is exactly what so many people want, because they do want that interaction. And instead of, as you mentioned, going to a game, you know, they can go to this book and be able to say, hey, you know, this is something we can do. We don't have to even go outside the house in a lot of these things. We can actually be able just to do this right here, and I think that's one of the great things about it. Again, Heather Swain, everyone, award-winning author. She's the author of books like Make These Toys and now Play These Games. I think a nice nudge there with these words, make and play. But also showing that this is an interactive thing for all of us to be able to do. Heather, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you. I know the book's available wherever books are sold, but let them know how to find out more information about you and what's coming up next for you.
Thank you. You can always come say hi to me on my website, which is heatherswainbooks.com. I have a blog on there called One Cheap Mother, a crafty blog, where I have a project every couple weeks. And there's full instructions and videos on the projects. A lot of them, again, take 5 minutes to do and hours to play. You can also visit my Facebook fan page, which is Heather Swain, author, I think, is how it's distinguished from other people. In addition to writing craft books, I write young adult novels, and I have a new teen novel coming out in September called Josie Griffin is Not a Vampire.
You know what? And it wasn't until I was actually getting ready for the segment, Heather, that I realized that you wrote also for other groups, too. So that is great to know. So we look forward to staying in contact with you and maybe having you back. We'd love to have you stop by to be with us.
I would love to. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for all your kind words about my books.
No problem. Glad to do it. Again, Heather Swain, everyone, the author of the new book, Play These Games. It is available, as I said, wherever books are sold, so make sure you pick up your copy today. I also want to head over to her website, as she said, at www.heatherswainbooks.com, and then, of course, stay in contact with her on her Facebook fan page as well. We're going to take a break and come right back with more Conversations Live today. You listen to us here at 92.3 FM, also through blogtalkradio.com and dcnowradio.com.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844.